Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It's 663 days, that's how long it's been since some of the Israeli hostages were taken. Nearly 2 years later, the moral and strategic debate grows sharper. Should Israel do whatever it takes to bring them home, or does that come at too high a price? Joining us is Rabbi Avidan Friedman, who is an activist and educator. He has been at the forefront of advocating for hostages while grappling with the painful ethical dilemmas of a war with no clear end. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. How do you emotionally and morally process the fact that we are over 660 days into this nightmare for the hostages?
Every day, it's another day that I put every day since before day 100, after hearing a plea from Rachel Goldberg, mother of Hirsch Goldberg Polin, who was then still alive in captivity, to write the day on a little piece of tape and put it on your shirt. I have been doing that every single day. So every morning I wake up and I write the number, and I cannot believe the number that I'm writing. That's what it is.
It is absolutely beyond our understanding. Should Israel consider more painful concessions to bring them home, even if it means releasing high-risk prisoners?
Howard, I think it's kind of astounding that we're having this conversation. I haven't gone back to see how many times we've had this conversation, but I think we've had it again and again and again. And it's only gotten worse. I'll tell you, you said it's beyond comprehension, but the truth is, you know, there have been people who have said from early on in the war that this war will continue going on and on and on as long as this current government has certain interests in it continuing. One political interest of the prime minister and the ideological interests of actually his only remaining partners after the departure of the ultra-Orthodox parties. That's, you know, we have to understand that we have right now a minority government in Israel, and that's what those interests are. So actually, based on looking at those interests, which myself included, a lot of people maybe didn't want to believe that they could really drag us into this war for such a long time. It's hard to deny that those are the rational, the logical reasons why this war has continued. So when you ask, should we pay the price? Right now, we are paying the price of continuing the war. The price of continuing the war is a much, 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 much higher price. I was in favor of paying very high prices at earlier stages in the war. Right. Now, I would say, even if there weren't hostages, what we're doing with the war has no long-term strategic value, and Israel is losing in its war against Hamas right now based on our lack of a strategy, and we need, with even regardless of the hostages, we need to stop what we're doing, both because of Israel and because of our soldiers who are losing their lives, soldiers who are committing suicide because they can't deal with what they're going through, soldiers who are refusing, soldiers who are being threatened with jail for refusing, and of course because of suffering of the civilian population, which, given the lack of strategy, is needless suffering.
So I'm certainly no Netanyahu fan, but if I looked at how the last negotiation played out, where it was very, very clear that Hamas were the stumbling block and in fact collapsed the talks, what could Netanyahu have done differently in those circumstances?
I disagree with that understanding of our situation,
okay,
and I know
tell
that
me
it's
why.
The common narrative.
No, that's fine. Tell me why.
It is
eager to learn.
The reason is because Hamas's intransigence has been consistently against a partial deal. That has been the only Israeli offer that has been on the table, and that has been the Israeli offer that's been on the table since Israel decided to pull out of the hostage deal in order to prevent getting to the second stage. So let's just understand what happened. We had a hostage deal that began in January. That hostage deal was meant to have several stages. From the second stage, it was meant to bring to the release of all of the hostages and the end of the war. Before we even started the hostage deal in January, at the very first moment of it, we already had statements that we were hearing from Bezalel Smotrich that Netanyahu had guaranteed him that we would not be moving to stage two because we refused to end the war. So before any Hamas violations, any of the ceremonies that were so upsetting and disgusting that they were doing for the Israel had already basically, it seems, decided that those were the statements coming out, and that's what proved to be correct. Israel decided not to move to stage two. And very early on, Israel said instead of stage two, it kind of did a bait and switch where it said instead of stage two, which brings to the end of the war, we want to do a stage 1.2, which is another partial deal. In other words, the first was a partial deal for some of the hostages. We got back 33. And then we want to do the next stage. And that's what we called the Witkoff deal. It's a question of how much is it Witkoff and how much is it Netanyahu and Ron Dermer, who were the masterminds behind it. And that has turned into the Israeli line. And that is what Hamas has been refusing. But that's what Hamas has been refusing all along. And, you know, I'm certainly no fan of Hamas. And what's morally correct is that they should cease to exist. And what's morally correct is that they should, put down all of their weapons and be at the very least exiled and give back all of the hostages immediately. Obviously, that's what's morally correct. But the reality of the situation that we're in, where we are forced to be engaged in these negotiations if we want to get our hostages back, the reality is that you can understand their demand to end the war, and only for ending the war, they will give all the hostages back, and not being willing to fall for another bait and switch tactic, which again, all along, and from when the negotiations ceased, or when Israel pulled out of the deal back in March, Israel's plan with the Chariots of Gideon operation was to pressure Hamas in order to agree to this partial deal. Hamas didn't want to, and the strategy of Israel was that if we put enough pressure, they will agree. And that was the strategy of starvation for 2 months, where no humanitarian aid came in. And then we said that when the GHF will be in charge of the aid, so that will put enough pressure on Hamas that they will. And all along, Israel has said, you know, this is going to do it, this is going to do it, this is going to do it. And unfortunately, Hamas hasn't played ball. And they haven't given in, and they've stayed consistent. But Israel has never put on the table, has never agreed to consider stopping the war, withdrawing all of its troops in exchange for getting all of the hostages back. And for those who say that Hamas will not do it, I say, let's call their bluff sooner rather than later. Why are we waiting? If it's true that Hamas wouldn't be willing to take that deal that they have been saying that they would take, by the way, in which they also agree that they will not be the governing power in Gaza, if Hamas wouldn't take that deal and wouldn't return all the hostages all at once, well, then there would be complete, I think, consensus in Israeli society and legitimacy to move on and to move on militarily.
Rabbi Avidan Friedman, thank you. As always, activist in Israel. Give me your thoughts, your reaction to that. 061-895-1019. A different approach, but one that we need to consider. It is 6:46.